The trial chamber unanimously finds you guilty.
Former Liberian President Charles Taylor stood in court with very little expression on his face to hear the presiding judge read the verdict. He was found guilty by the special court for Sierra Leone at The Hague of aiding and abetting crimes against humanity during the country's 1991 to 2002 civil war. Justice Richard Lussick read off the list of Taylor's crimes.
Terrorism, murder, a crime against humanity, rape, sexual slavery, cruel treatment, conscripting or enlisting children under the age of 15 years into the armed forces or groups and using them to participate actively in hostilities, enslavement, pillage.
Taylor was found to have provided military support, including arms and ammunition, to the rebels during the 10-year civil war in Sierra Leone, which borders Liberia. Judges found that as payment, the former president received diamonds. However, Taylor was not found responsible for ordering the commission of the crimes, as he did not have command and control of the rebel groups. UN Commissioner for Human Rights Navi Pillay says the verdict sends a powerful message.
It shows how far international criminal law has developed to hold even the most powerful accountable, where it is clear that they bear responsibility for serious human rights violations. In this case, it's the very first time that an international criminal tribunal has convicted a former head of state.
Tens of thousands of people were killed, mutilated, raped, robbed, and displaced in Sierra Leone during the decade-long war. One victim was Jivati Mambu.
I was right under my bed. They got me out. My hand was grabbed. They came with a machete, and they just chopped my right hand off, and they attempted on my left hand, which I have a used car that, you know, I'm working with presently.
Mambu has been following the proceedings since they began in 2007.
I know that justice has been prevailed, and the people and victims of the past, you know, war have got a little justice within their side, and, you know, we are celebrating, you know.
Alpha Sese, a human rights lawyer from Sierra Leone, monitored the entire trial for the Open Society Justice Initiative. He calls it a victory, but with a caveat.
This is a win-win and lose-lose situation for both prosecution and defense. Note that the prosecution got victory on aiding and abetting and also planning specific attacks. The defense, of course, got a victory on command responsibility and joint criminal enterprise. So it's a win-win on both sides. So what we'll expect after this is for both sides to appeal.
Charles Taylor is expected to be sentenced May 30th. Julie Walker, United Nations.